Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Tezayin, and we are in the second parak of Maseches Demai, and we are on Tezvav Mabez. Again, today's shiur is sponsored, as is Maseches Shiur, sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devora Weinfeld. So we are on Tezvav Mabez, four lines from the bottom, Hadevela. Hadevela. So if you remember the beginning of the parak Elu Dvarim, the Mishnah listed items that only grow in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore wherever you are, then one has to be ma'aser. The Mishnah said, Elu Dvarim Misasrin Demai B'chol Makom. Wherever you are, you have to be ma'aser Demai. And we had a machlokas exactly how to understand that. But either way, the Mishnah had a list, and the first one on the list was Devela, was these figs. Right, so wherever one is, so these figs, one could assume they grew in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they have to be ma'aser demai. So now says the Gemara, Hadavela, Amar Rebbe Mana, Azlis L'Kesarin. I went to Caesarea, and it was clear, unclear if this was the Caesarea that we know today, but the Caesarea, there was a slither of land near the Mediterranean that was not considered Eretz Yisrael. Azlis L'Kesarin, V'chamin. We said earlier, sometimes is there's questions about, you know, the cities that we have today, and you know, the Kziv we discussed earlier, and other areas. But here, so I was in Caesarea, v'chamitu nehigin b'hadei develta shurai. I saw that they were matir, that they did not they were mafresh shumas and maisers from the devela. You know, the Mishnah said that devela v'chol makom you have to be mafresh demai, but here they ate it without tithing anything and without being mafresh anything. She'elas Rabbi Yisla bar Elazar, I asked Rabbi Yisla bar Elazar, Amar li kach nog zuga shurai. Yeah, this is the minug. This has been the minug to be matir in these cases, to assume that this produce maybe came from that area. And that area does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, even though Dvelo everywhere else, maybe the Mishnah said, has the status of Dvelo of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have to be Mafrish Demai, just to be safe, but the Dvelo in Kesarin does not have that. Ribisa bar Elazar b'shem Zuga de Kesarin called the Chamimaya Shurai. Right, not only in Kesari itself, wherever you could see the water from, in the surrounding areas, is mutter, right? That area was not considered Eretz Yisrael, right? You see the Mara Folda called Sharoa Es Hamayim Osan Ha'ilanos Mutar Madvelos, right? It's a mutter in that area. What's the border? So the Gemara says Is Deboy Meimar and Migdal Milcha. Some say until there Is Deboy Meimar and Ma'aras Tulimon, right? Different places. Good. What water are we talking about? We're talking about the Mediterranean, right? That's the water that's in the area. It's interesting. The Yam HaGadol in Chazal is a question exactly what does it mean, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Birchas Shavach Vahoda, right? Somebody, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Chavches Al Hayamim Unaharos Harim Ugvaos Umidbaros. Right, if somebody sees amazing rivers and yamim and mountains and valleys, you make a bracha. V'al hayam agadol v'hu hayam she'ovrin bo la'eret Yisrael ulemitzrayim. It's clearly the Mediterranean. The yam agadol, omer baruch ad Hashem al kinei v'chalam, ose hayam hagadol. Separate bracha, they make a bracha of baruch she'asa es hayam Hagadol. That is the Shulchan Aruch's Pshat of Yam Hagadol. Right, based on Chazal, the Yam Hagadol gets a separate bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, that's the Mediterranean. So why is it called Gadol if it's not the biggest Yam in the world? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on earlier sources, V'nikra Yam Hagadol mebnei chashivuso shel Eretz Yisrael. The chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. Remember the Rashi, Nahar Hagadol, Nahar Pras, right, because it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, so it's called Gadol. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Aval har be'achronim, many achronim argue on this, right, the quotes on the bottom, the Rav, the Prisha, the Lacham Chamudos, and others, they argue, pligi ala machaber, v'svir lehu, dafka al yam okianis. Talking about the Atlantic, right, an ocean is the Yam HaGadol. Right, okay, Gadol sometimes can mean Chashiv is connected to Eretz Yisrael, but here by the bracha, it's the bracha on the Yamagol is the Yamakuyanis, Shua Yamagadol Shebechol Yamim. I guess they're not connected. The Pacific we know is bigger, but again, the an ocean. Shemakif is Kol HaOlam. Maybe it's all the oceans are connected. Alav Kavu Bracha Bifnei Atzmo Bifnei Gazlo. Aval Yam Sheovrim Bol Eretz Yisrael, Lo Nikra Lin Yitzeh Yamagadol, Umavarchet Alav Kemo Al Shar Yamim. You just make the regular bracha of osim aser brachos on that. So that is, again, a discussion in the Achronim, whether the Mediterranean is called the Yam HaGadol, but Yesh HaMa Lismoch, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Yam HaGadol is the Yam HaTichon, the Mediterranean Sea. Vida, the Mishnah Berurah adds, the Kala Brachos HaElu, Einon Ela Kishara Osan Mishloshim Yom, L'Shloshim Yom. Not more than every month. Not more than every month. That is the Mishnah Berurah. And if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, where he summarizes many of the discussions of the Achronim, he talks about this Machlokas Achronim, and then he also adds, Vida, ki dvarim elu haminuyim besimin zeh. And again, we're talking about this because the Gemara said, kol tochami maya, like Kesari was talking about, the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean. Ki dvarim elu haminuyim besimin zeh, shem dvarim hakfuim v'kayamim tamid, niskan abracha aleim de dafka kisha adam mispael, mi mar isam machmas I regiluso lirosam. When you feel it, when it affects you, that's when. Right, Lerosam. Lachain, Misha Gar Samach Lahem, Asher Be'efsharuso, Lazune, Nav Me'em, Becholesh Yirtse. Right, if you live near them and you can see it all the time, Afo Bishavar Shloshim Yom Velo Ra'osam. Even if it happened to be that with 30 days passed and you didn't see it, Machmas Choser Inyin, Ki Ragel Lahem, Ein Mevarech Alehem. Wow, so that's what he quotes from a number of Achronim, that if somebody could have seen it within, if it was so exciting and awesome to you, you'd make sure you don't go 30 days without seeing it. If you do, when I'm without seeing it, it must not be so exciting to you. It's not like you live so far away and you happen to see it once in a while. Wow. But if you live right near there, you could have gone there. So then, that reflects that it's not so amazing for you and therefore you would not make a bracha. And that's why many don't make this bracha with Shem and Malchus today. They would just make it, Baruch Sha'asas Yam HaGadol, and also because of the machlokas about which yam it is. So that is why. Quotes in the footnote, this is similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, explains the custom of many not to tear Kriya today at the Har HaBayis. So many go at a time when there's no Tachnun, and the minhag is when you don't say Tachnun, you don't tear. That's the minhag, whether that's correct or not. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but why is it that many people nowadays don't tear anyway? Even if they go anytime, they don't tear their shirt. So Beferish did, right, tearing on Har HaBayis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, if you could have gone to the Kotel within 30 days, and you didn't, that reflects doesn't bother you so much. It reflects that, you know, you wouldn't not go if it really, the Churban really bothered you. So the fact that you took off a month, it must be not bothered you. And the Chiddush is that the Mechayev of the tearing could be the Hargosha, right? Just like the Mechayev of the Bracha of Birchas HaShevach would be the Hargosha. That's what he quotes on the bottom. Ukein ze besim tovkuf samach alf linyin kriya al reiyas makom hamikdash. He is rakom hamikdash. Okay, this is what happens if you're in an airplane and you look down and you see it. All different discussions here. Let's continue. So that was the regarding the Caesarea, so the area in the even around ancient Caesarea, as is quoted here in the Gemara, also would have the Ptur. Next, Amar Rav Av Mari Milei under Rabbanan Amrin. The following brisa: Kolaminin Asurin BeKesarin. The following items are Asur in Kesari, because you could assume these came from Eretz Yisrael proper. The following items: Chitim, Pas, Yain, Shemen, Tmarim. Right, all of these: wheat bread, Pas, Yain, Shemen, Tmarim, dates, Haorez VaKamon. Right, these are on the list. Velo Parshin and Dvela, and Dvela is not on the list. Mashma that Dvela is mutter, like we said, like the minhag was that Dvela and Kesari is mutter. So should we be medayik that from this brisa that all these items in Kesari are chayiv, are aser, because you assume they came from Eretz Yisrael, not from Kesari where you are. Mashma that Dvela, which is not on the list, you can be mekobai, which is exactly what we said, and begin to tanita. And if you want to say that maybe it's not in the brisa because we already know it from the Mishnah, that's not true, because Vatanidan, because there are other things in this brisa that are also already in the Mishnah. Vatanidan Orez V'kamon Uparas Tanid. And you see that they're already in the Mishnah, and yet it says it again here. So Have Shairehi. So it must be that the fact that Dvela is not on the list, because it is Mutter, as we said before, because we assume it grew, these dried figs grew here, and therefore it would not be chayiv in Chumas and Maestres. You can assume it came from here, which doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz. Period. Continuing now, this is the Hemshech of the Braisa that we just quoted. Right? The Braisa said all these minim are usher because they assume they came from Eretz Yisrael. Hare elu b'shvias heter. So all these items which came from Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah would have a heter, meaning no kedushas, no hafrashas shumus and maestras, because we could assume that they are have kedushas shvias, and kedushas shvias fruit are hefker, and they do not have a chiyuv of shumus and maestras. B'shar shnei shavua, during the other years, demai. They're at least demai, right? Because rov ameyaras maaser nehem, and one has to be mafresh. So the Gemara says, hara elu b'shvias heter. What does that mean? That during Shemitah it's mutter, it's totally mutter to partake of these items on the list. V'yu b'shvias shvias. So what about that they should be usher mishum shvias? What does it mean usher mishum shvias? Svichin. Right, we discussed this once, I think, earlier, this Masechta, maybe for sure, in Maseches Peah, we know there's an Issur D'Rabbanan, we paskin, Rabbi Kiva says it's an Issur D'Oraisa. We paskin, it's Issur D'Rabbanan of items that grow during Shemitah, that grow yearly, that are planted and grow yearly, are Issur D'Rabbanan to eat. When it comes to trees, there's no Issur of Sfichin, of aftergrowths by trees. Because I plant an apple tree 1 year, and then it grows by itself for the next 20 years. I don't have to plant each year. But anything that grows, that has to be planted yearly and grows yearly, like vegetables or other items that have to be planted yearly, wheat, right? So there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of Svichin, of aftergrowths, because Chazal were nervous that people would plant and they would say, oh, it's from last year's growths. But really, they planted this year. So they assered anything that grew during a Shemitah. Right, we quoted before that anything that grew a little bit even before Shemitah is okay. That's not called Svichin. And that's why I quoted that Rev. Rimon has this picture in his Sefer on Shemitah of the Chazon Ish on the ground, looking on Tzom Gedalia, trying to see if there's any tiny little growths from any part of the field, and if there was any little growth that's considered grew last year, and he would matter the whole field based on that. So any little growths. So here the Gemara says, why aren't we worried about Svichin? That maybe these items that, what do you mean, mutter, and therefore you don't have to be mafresh because you assume vadai it's from Shvias. Right? If you buy it, aren't you nervous that it's Svichin? Right? The Rambam quotes Svichin in this halacha in the beginning of Hilchas, Perek Dalet of Hilchas Shmita. The Rambam says, Kol shetotzi ha'aretz b'shana Shvias, bein min zer shenafal, bein mikodem Shvias, bein min ha'ikarim, v'chazru v'asu v'shteim nikru Svich. Right, they're called Svichin. Bein min asav ma'yirako sh'olom me'aleim, bein lem zara, ha'kol mutalach l'min ha'torah. Mida raisa, there's no issue. Things that grow during Shmita, that's Kedusha. Right, there's nothing wrong with it. Shne'emar v'haisa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla. Right, afilu sada shenitayva b'shvias. We paskin, even ne'evad is not usher. Shomer v'neva, there are some Rishonim that say, if you don't close your field off, or if you work your field during Shemitah, that's aser. Does that aser the produce? No. No. Shomer v'neva, the produce is not asered. V'tzimcha peruseh mutarn b'achila. V'zeh shenemar asviach yitzircha lo siktsar. The fact that it says, don't harvest the svichin, Rabbi Akiva says that means svichin arasu d'arayis, and we don't bask in that way. Shalo yiktsar kederach shekotzer b'kol shana. It means we're not supposed to harvest like we do the whole year. If we harvest the normal way, then we get malchus for the harvesting. But the produce is not usher. That's halacha aleph. But then in halacha beis, umidivrei sofrim shiukal asvichin asurin b'achila. Midrabanan, all aftergrowths are usher. Anything that grows by itself during Shemitah from something that has to be planted every year. Right? That's vegetables and grains, not fruit. There's no svichin by fruit. Right, v'lama gazra alayhen, v'pnei ovrei aveira, shalo yelech v'yizra tfuah v'kitnis, v'zero negina b'doch sadeo, he doesn't plant in his field, b'seser, in private, u'kshi yitzbichu yochal mayhem, and he'll eat from them, v'yomar svichinein, they're from last year, l'fichach asru kol asvichin atzomchem b'shvias. Halamata, she'enoch l'mepir shvias, ela peros ha'ilanos, v'ha'asavim she'en zorana osam rov ha'adam. Right, things that you don't have to plant each year. Avol yirakos, shederach rov adam lizroo son. Right, so then, makazon makaz mardus, vichulu. There's no svichin from non-Jews' properties. That's part of what the hetemachira uses, that if you assume the hetemachira works and it's owned by a non-Jew, there's no svichin when it comes to non-Jews' property, only when it comes to a Jew's property. Okay, so back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, how could this brisa say, Shvishvias heter, it's mutter lagamri? But what do you mean? Included in here are, right, we're not talking about the yayin and the shemen, right, because that's the fruit, and we just said it doesn't apply, but the chitim and the pas. Chitim and the pas, why isn't there an issue of svichin? So the Gemara answers, Yisrael mishamtin. B'nei Yisrael keep laws of Shemitah, we could assume. And therefore, if you buy something, once there's a gzera of svichin, so then, interestingly, the Gemara says, we don't assume that Bnei Yisrael are going to violate. And therefore, and Vigoy Pater. And a non-Jew's property is Pater. There's no issue of Svichin. And putting those two together, Yisrael Vigoyim, Rabim Alakusim. The only ones that would have a problem are the Kusim, because the Kusim are considered Jewish. And we said in the previous year, they don't worry about Lifnei Iver Losite Michshol. They take that pasuk literally. Don't put a rock in front of a blind person. But they don't understand it to mean that you can't facilitate someone else doing an Aveira. So the Jews and the non-Jews are rove over the Kusim. The Kusim would be the only one that would be the problematic, and therefore you don't have to assume that it is a problematic produce. And Bishar Shnei HaShavua, that's during Shemitah. During the rest of the year is Demai, because you could assume it's Demai. Do you die B'Yisrael Misaknan? As we said, the Jews are Misakein. We don't assume that the Chaverim are Misakein. And even the ones that are not, Rov Amaris Ma'asrenheim, and they take off Shuma Gadola. V'goyim Peturin, B'Yisrael V'goyim Rabbi Malakusim. Fine. So that how explains the Brisa in terms of what you have to assume about all these items. If you're in Kesari and you buy these items from a Jew, you could assume that he's not trying to mess you up. So the Gemara mentioned here that we don't assume that a Jew is violating the Isser of Schora in Shemitah. Right? We don't assume. If they bought it from them, okay, Svichin, we mentioned there's an Isser that people are going to plant and then say it was grown. But here the Gemara assumes in the answer that the Jews don't violate the Isser Schora. The Isser of Schora, is that an Aseh? Is that a Los Aseh? La Achla V'lo L'Schora. Right? The fruit of Shemitah are there to eat and not to do business with. So the Ramban is known to have counts it as a mitzvah saseh. The question is how to understand this mitzvah saseh. In one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban says that the Rambam left out, the Ramban, in number three, the Ramban says, eating Shemitah fruit is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. It's counted as one of the 613. She'amra Torah b'peir shviyas, v'aisa shabbat haras lachem la'achla, v'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schora. That's the Ramban. To eat it, and don't do business with it. V'zeh dvar torahu. And that's a din d'oraisa. And the big shaila is, how do we understand this? Do you focus on the lachla, or do you focus on v'lo l'schora? Right? Is it a mitzvah saseh? Really? To have kedusha shvias, like eating truma, like eating kachim, like eating matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat shmitah fruit, right? Or is it more what we call an isser aseh? Meaning it's not really a mitzvah to eat it, but if you do other things with it, then you're violating, right? You're violating the real issue of eating is because to make sure don't use it for other purposes. Just eat it. But it's not that it's a key of to eat it. It's just that by eating it, I'm not violating the Isser of Schora and Hefsid and the like. And the Achronim quote numerous nafkaminas about which one do you focus on? Do you focus on a kiyam daraisa, or the focus is on the velo lahefsid or velo l'schora? You know, does it only apply to kezias? Right, is the mitzvah only by a kezias or even less than a kezias? Right, if it's about a mitzvah sachila, then lechora, it would have to be a kezias. That would be the minimum. But if it's an isser hefsid, or an isser schora, so why would there be a shear of kezias? Kezias is only about eating. But if the issue is really an isser aseh of doing business, because doing business with shemitah fruit is a bizayon, it has kedusha, don't do regular business with it, so then maybe it would apply even less. That's the subject of the Maharit al Ghazi. E iser nistapeg, e iser hefsid perishvias hu gam bepachos bekezayas, o kemo de mitzvah achila gufa ye bekezayas, u kechosh adin yachila hu adin beiser hefsid shvias. So it would be totally on this. What about a bracha? Would you make a bracha on eating shemitah fruit? So we don't. But lachora, if the Ramban is holding its la'achla, that's the key, la'achla v'lo l'schora, and la'achla is the emphasis, so then lachora, one would make a bracha on eating peir shvias as well. Or the mitzvah samelach notes, what about, who would the Isser be on? The buyer, the seller, both? Who would the Isser be on when I do the Isser of schora? So he says, if the Isser is an Isser schora, that's the key, It's on both. You need two to tango when it comes to business, right? You need the seller and the buyer. And therefore, they both would get the isser of schora. But if the issue is you're not using it for food, la'achla v'lo l'schora, and la'achla is the key, it's really connected to that, and maybe only the mocher. Maybe only the mocher, because the lokeach maybe is going to eat it. So maybe that would be another, again, a machlokas achronim that he quotes. But this is about the la'achla v'lo l'schora, and it came up here in our Gemara relating to that. The kusim, we discussed a little bit last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember, about this idea of the kusim, that the kusim only take the pasuk kipshuto, of putting a rock in front of a blind man, and we mentioned that we might not even say that's lifna iver. Right, we mentioned from the Klei Yakar in the previous year that putting a rock in front, the Rambam, the Chinuch, don't quote that literally about putting a rock in front of a blind man. That's terrible, and it's an Aveira, and it's Hezek, and it's Chovel, and it's Vavta Recha Kamocha. But it might not be lifna iver, because the Pashup Shah might not be understood that way. But lifna iver is a, as we know, includes a lot. It doesn't only, even if it doesn't include this, it includes facilitating somebody to do an aveira, but also giving somebody bad advice. Right? Both of those are two different worlds of lifna iver. The Minchas Chinuch, interestingly, as in a comment, bridges the world. He asked the question that many achronim ask. Fascinating question. If I machshel somebody in an issa d'rabbanan, do I violate lifna iver d'oraisa? I give somebody chicken and milk. So I'm lifnei iver and issa d'rabbanan. But is that lifnei iver d'oraisa? If that lifnei iver, can lifnei iver be greater than the aveira itself? Right, that's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Can you have that? Right, nistapakti imocher lo davar asalom midrabbanan I over a lifnei iver d'oraisa. Demachshole, so says the Minchas Chinuch. Well, it's no worse than bad advice. Bad advice is an issa d'oraisa. So giving them something that's also Rabbanan. So even if it's not in Lifnei Iver Part 1, it's Lifnei Iver Part 2. So you can deal with a lumdis about Rabbanan D'Araisa if you stick to only half of Lifnei Iver. If you focus on the Lifnei Iver causing somebody to an Aveira issue, then you get to, could the Lifnei Iver be greater than the D'Araisa? And then you get to the discussion in the acronym of what's called Klali Prati. Do you say if I'm Lifnei Iver of Treif, do I get a little bit of Treif on my scorecard? Or is Lifnei Iver Klali, Lifnei Iver of everything is the same? That's a big discussion in the acronym. But if you stay within that, then you could ask this question. But if you say there's an overlap between the two parts of lifnei iver, then, like he says, it's no worse than bad advice. So he says, "V'gufa davar enu muvan klal." I don't even understand the suffix. Says the Minchas Chinuch, "V'chi gara machshel chaveiro beisur drabanan mi masio eitzah she'enu hogen aslo b'mili da'alma dover alav in atora." So the question that the achronim ask before him, he's bothered because, you know, he thinks that it would transfer over. Maybe the answer is they were looking at it within the mitzvah, the Avera side of Lifnei Iver. Then you could ask that question. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Ad heichan, what are the borders of Kesari le'inyan d'mai?" We already said some at the beginning of the daf, but now we had ad heichan, puntaka da'amuda, puntaka diritivusa, ad kfar sava. These shiurim. The tsuran vada kikesaran. Tsuran, again, it does not mean the tsur that's up north by Lebanon. It doesn't have to mean that. So it's a different place. Tsuran is for sure like Kesari. Again, pater dvela. If you have it there, it is considered chutz laretz. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi Barchanina, kul chasin hanim karen b'kesaren hare elu asurin b'bnei shiruin bo mehar melech. This type of item, kul chasin, The Marafolda says it's a type of plant, min zra'im. The Pnei Moshe says, min achbiot, umimine yirakos, a type of vegetable. Whatever it is, these don't grow in Kesari. And therefore, if you buy it in Kesari, so then you can assume it came from Har HaMelech, which is a place in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, it's chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. Rabbi Chiya bar Ada, Amar Belavenin, white ones. Rabbanan the Kesaran Amrin, padumin, red ones. Good. Amar Reb Zera, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. So the following line is in Chulin Davav in the Bavli, and there is a big discussion of it. Rebbe Hitir Beit Sha'an. Rebbe matired something in Beit Sha'an. What's Beit Sha'an? Mara Fulda here. Lo kavshu ole agola. The ones who went up from the Gullus did not conquer it, or maybe even reconquer it. V'kasavar delame eretz Yisraeli. So Rebbe said, no chumas and maisos, because he assumed it is from Chutz Laretz. He was matir Beit Sha'an. So discussion, what exactly did he matir? If you look in Rashi and Chul and Davav, he only matired vegetables. He only matired vegetables. Right, because that itself, the whole chumas and maisos of vegetables are only drabanan in the first place. So in Beit Sha'an, where it's a suffix about whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not, so, you know, we can be matir that. But if you look at many of the other, there's huge discussions. Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, all the Rishonim there in Chulin, the Davav, get into the act. The Beit Sha'an, maybe even the Daraisa verse. Let's keep reading and then we'll look at the words of the Meiri. Mipi Yoshua, Ben Ziris, Ben Chamav, Rabbi Meir, Sha'amar, Anira Isias, Rabbi Meir, Lokeach, Yarak, Menagina, Beshvias. I saw Rabbi Meir buy from a guy in Beit Sha'an during, Shemitah. And the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Meir holds Ein Kinyan Lagoy, Lafkiya Midei Maisris. Rabbi Meir holds elsewhere that a non-Jew's bialus does not ruin the Kedusha. So if Rabbi Meir bought from a guy and he wasn't makbid about any halachas, obviously Rabbi Meir holds that it's Chutz Laretz. It's not because of the guy's bialus. It's Chutz Laretz. And because Rabbi Meir did that, that's why Rebbe later on, Hitiras Kula, that's why Rebbe was matir. It all based on that story of Rebbe Meir. Amar Reb Zeira, Hada Amra, this is reflective, this story is reflective of the following. Also, the Barnash, Mevin Mile Bitzibura, a great Talmud Chacham cannot do something in public if it could be reinterpreted by people, and you think people might get the wrong impression. Because here a mayor did something, and Rebbe all of a sudden, you know, assumed that it's mutter. Ani Omer, I would have said, Ota Hagina Haisam Yuchedeslo. I might have thought that, oh, there's something special about that specific Gina, that's why Remeir didn't do it. But because Remeir did it in public, and Rebbe understood that this is something that, to learn from, Tehita Reskula, it must be that it's not just a Sodom Yuchedes, it's something that Remeir was doing to teach the whole world, and not worried about it getting reinterpreted and misunderstood, and therefore Rebbe was matir Beit Sha'an. Beit Sha'an from Hafrasha. Right, the big sugya of, the Gemara says sometimes, Adam Chashav Shiny, that if somebody is looked at as an Adam Chashav, sometimes they have to have a higher standard, because everybody looks at the Adam Chashav and says, oh, if he does it, then maybe I could do just a little bit less. Like here in this story, a mayor did it, so he had to know that people were going to follow him. Rebbe, let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll read the Meiri. Rebbe Hiter Beit Sha'an. Rebbe Hiter Kesarin. Rebbe Hiter Beit Guvrin. Again, these are all places in Eretz Yisrael today, but it might not be the same places. Rebbe Hiter Kfar Tzemach. Rebbe Hiter Likach Yarak B'motzoi Shvius Miyad. Rebbe allowed them to buy vegetables right after Shemitah, right away. Vayakom Melizin 11. Everybody was very upset about it because the earlier generations didn't allow this. Remember, we had a story in Maseches Peah about this, that they brought huge vegetables. He's like, how is it? Is it Svichin? Is it from Shemitah? They said, no, it grew right now, the past couple of days. And then he mounted everything because he saw how amazing that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael were, right? That was in that Amud of Agadata that we had towards the end of Maseches Peah. But people were upset about it because the earlier generations were machmir. So Amar Lahan, Rebbe says to them, well, what's the problem? Bov and Adayin, Ksiv, Kidas Nachash and Nachoshes. It says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech destroyed the Nachash and Nachoshes, as we know, the copper snake that was made in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that saved them then from the plague, Parshas Chukas, but later on people started serving it. People started having it as an Avodah Zarah. So they destroyed it. So, what nobody from Moshe to Chizkiyo thought to destroy it? What only there were tzaddikim before Chizkiyo, so why did it wait that long? Ella, sometimes, you know, things are delayed. Ella osa atari, niyech lo agadosh baruch hu lis'atirba, right, that crown, Hashem left, so a later generation can be crowned with it, so to speak. So here too, this thing's changed over time, and we can matir this Beit Sha'an, right? The Meiri. So now the Meiri says over there in Chulin, Beit Sha'an. Ava b'shaisa mikibash Yoshua lo noda lanu im neskash mei Ezra. even though it was niskadesh the first time, but not the second time. Umikom makom bedoras hakadumim hayikolim osayim makom ashes kashmi mei Ezra. The earlier generations they treated it as Eretz Yisrael. Vaymechayven also b'maisus b'na Torah. Ubi mei Rabbeinu Hakadosh kiblu edus berura delonis kashmi mei Ezra. But in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu Hakadosh, they revisited the issue and they realized that it was not niskadesh in the days of Ezra. The heater called Beit Sha'an lecho peros v'yarek shabab below meiser. No chumas and meisers. And even though the principle is varam hamutarim v'acherim nagubem iser iyat harashay latiran, if an earlier generation was machmer, who am I to be meiko? Ein ze b'chaloso adin. This is not included in that din. Shezem minag tos haya. Because here, so that they didn't know. If they would have known that it didn't have kedusha, they wouldn't have treated it with kedusha. When do you say that din of chumrah if they know it's mutter, but they asked it anyway? So then you have to keep their chumrah. But if they didn't know, it was based on misinformation, so then we wouldn't say that. I saw one of the achron in the back say, maybe just one final ha'ara, the nachash nechoshes, why'd they delay? Why didn't they destroy it if it was like, could have been misled? So some say, well, Hashem told them to make it. If Hashem tells you to make something, you know, even if you start serving it, who says that I could destroy it? So similar discussion. We had a shiur about this years ago. How can Moshe Rabbeinu have broken the luchos if it was, isn't it like kedusha, geniza? You can't rip up a sefer Torah. The luchos that at least had as much kedusha, right? So how did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos from a halachic vantage point? Okay, why did he break them? We know many messages, but how did he break them? So different shatim given. Maybe it's, some suggest that, well, it's like Hashem's name being erased to keep shalom, right? Sota. Is it that? So it's an avera lishma, right? Others say there's a medrash that says that the letters flew up as Moshe Rabbeinu was going down. So it wasn't written any, didn't have any writing anymore. So maybe the kedusha evaporated too. But then it's discussed, well, what happens if you have a Torah where the letters get rubbed out? The cloth still has kedusha. So maybe the stone still has kedusha. Fascinating discussions of the luchos, but it's related maybe to this havamina, why the nechash and nechoshes was delayed before it was broken, but Chizkio did it. Things change over time, over generations, and that's what Rebbe said regarding his behavior of Beit Sha'an. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi.